you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Coach's Corner here on Drive Time Sports, actually football edition of the Coach's Corner. We haven't had one of these in a long time. It was reported earlier this week here on Drive Time Sports that Emory High School has a new football coach stepping in for former coach Jim Jones. It'll be John Famalo. Now, Coach Famalo has spent 3 years on the coaching staff underneath Jim Jones. He'll assume the responsibilities immediately. A lot to get done in the spring season. A lot of people say, well, football's a ways off. It's almost a year-round sport. Joining us over the phone right now to talk about it, we have head coach John Famalo. Coach, it's been a while since we've had you on the show, but it's great to get you on. Congratulations on being named the new head coach.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Kind of exciting for me and new challenge, so appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, definitely. It is going to be a new challenge. First off, we'll talk about you being named the head football coach. Obviously, it was some sad news when Coach Jones, he announced his resignation. Obviously, he's kind of been a staple in the Emory sport and football program. You know, you go through the record books and you look at what Coach Jones has really accomplished. I mean, it's sad to say goodbye to that era.
Oh, it is. Honestly, again, as a player and then also being put under him in the last few years, it is sad to see him. He's a good coach. He knew quite a bit about the game and taught me quite a bit about it in the few years I was able to coach with him. And so, again, it's a sad era. Caught me a little bit off guard when I saw that he was leaving. But I hope him the best. And he left a wonderful legacy behind him. And a lot of kids that went through his program have nothing but good to say about him, including myself.
Yeah, it's fantastic, Coach. Fantastic to get on air and talk about the football team. You talked about that vast knowledge. When the job came open, when we talked to Principal Davis a couple of weeks ago, and he said, we're going to open up to those individuals on the staff because the continuity has been so great. I mean, obviously, you probably feel very confident taking over this job, knowing that the group of guys that you've been surrounded with, I mean, it's kind of like, it's very... I don't want to use the word safe, but I mean, the camaraderie is pretty special at Emory High School as far as the football program goes.
Oh, I agree. I mean, the assistant coaches, again, the whole process of who took over and who got assigned, you know, to me, I wanted to keep it in-house with those who worked under Coach Jones, and, you know, that was part of the reason I put in. And so having the guys that I'm hoping will continue to surround me, Chris, Morty, Scott Labrum, Russ Wilson, a lot of those guys that, again, have been players under Coach Jones, keeping a little bit of that continuity. Again, there's no reason to change things when things are going good. You've got things going on the right track, I feel, and, you know, there's no reason that we need to change a whole lot and change our, schemes and things like that to continue to be successful.
You told me off air, Coach Jones taught you an awful lot during your 3 years under him as an assistant coach. Well, what do you mean by that, Coach? What are some of the things that you picked up under Coach Jim Jones?
Most of all from him is just, again, the vast knowledge that he had of X's and O's. Like I say, I thought I understood football pretty well, but honestly, when I started coaching under him, I figured out how little I did know about schemes and other things and game planning. Everything's that way, and that honestly has helped me. I'm not even close to probably where I need to be or, you know, where he was at. And so there's a little bit of a learning curve that I'm still going to have to pick up. But like I say, with the assistance and hopefully people I can surround myself with will hopefully help continue success that way. So,
when you got the news that you were the new Emory football coach, what was that feeling like?
Honestly, nervousness. That's really what it comes down to. Again, there's some big shoes to fill with Coach Jones. That's a wonderful legacy, and to be able to step in and to kind of pick up where he left off, you know, that's a big task. And so for me, it's like, what's the next step? Never been a head coach. Like I say, I'm familiar with football. I've done it for a lot of years, different levels, but so it's a different animal for me. So a little bit of nervousness, but excitement at the same time. A new challenge, and hopefully the kids are excited. And I haven't had a chance to talk to them yet, but that's kind of where I'm at. So those kind of excitement, nerves going on in my right now.
You know, it wasn't that long ago that we said goodbye to Coach Dave Parr at the junior college level here in town. And again, he had been the girls' basketball coach for so long. Chelsea Warburton comes along. I believe she was underneath Coach Parr for about 3 years. And talking to her this season, she said the same thing. Such big shoes to fill. She implements a lot of Coach Parr's, you know, a lot of his X's and O's, a lot of his mentality, but there's something about it that's also hers as well. I mean, as far as what we have seen on the field over the past, you know, 10 years with Coach Jim Jones's running style, how much of that will you implement and how much of that do you plan on changing?
Well, honestly, like I say, there's no reason to change something that's working. We'll have the state in rushing. The past few years, we've had kids in the top in the state in rushing, and to change that whole scheme, you know, I don't think it's necessary. Certainly, sitting down with the coaching staff, I think there's some things that we can add, our own little wrinkles, to be able to, you know, make it our own in a sense. But honestly, 90% of what he's done, I don't see us changing a whole lot that way.
Again, our guest right now is John Famallo. He's the new head coach of the Emory Sport and Football team. And we talked to Principal Davis about this a couple of weeks ago. A lot of people say football in April. I mean, really, it's a ways off, but it's not. I mean, there's a lot of work that needs to be done.
Well, that's it. I mean, I think this is probably the longest season, the shortest amount of games, but the season, I think, is the longest for the fact that there's a lot that goes into it, preparation-wise for the kids, for the coaches, to kind of get them ready. And I think one of the toughest sports to coach for the fact that, I mean, there's a lot of kids and there's a lot of positions and a lot of things you got to keep in mind as you do that. And so seems like it starts, you know, June and goes on until, you know, November is hopefully where we're wanting to be, but it's a long season and getting started in April, and, you know, I'm excited to get started, truthfully.
Yeah, it's a brand new era. It's kind of an adventure into the unknown. As far as the team goes, this is a squad that I know Coach Jones was excited about building. A couple of years ago, we took our lumps. We had a lot of freshmen. We had a lot of sophomores playing at the varsity level. A lot of those kids now are juniors and seniors. So from a maturity standpoint, I mean, this has been pegged as an exciting season, one that we've been looking forward to for a couple of years.
Oh, it is. I mean, this is one I think Coach Jones is looking forward to. I think as a coach and staff, we're all looking forward to, for the fact that, again, we've got a lot of kids that have some experience, kids that have started since they were, you know, sophomores. And so, you know, that excitement of the kids coming back, the experience that we have, the knowledge that the kids have, you know, I think it's going to hopefully make that transition a little easier for me and for the coach and staff, for the fact that we have a lot of kids that have some experience and know how to play and know the expectations, and I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time. Congratulations on being named the head coach, and hopefully we can talk to you again real soon. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Hey, thanks, Jordan. Appreciate it.
Definitely my pleasure. Thank you, Coach. That's John Famallo, new head coach of the Emory Sport and Football Squad. The first of hopefully many appearances here on Drive Time Sports. A new era of Emory Sport and Football. It'll get underway in 2016. It'll be the final year of the current classification with the 3A, the 3AA. We completely will go through a realignment following this season. So Coach Famallo taking out the time to join us on the show today. We've got to pause for just a moment. When we return, we're going to stick with football. We're going to flip between college and the NFL and bring in James Couser. Now, if you're unfamiliar with that name, hopefully you'll get very familiar with it here in the coming season. Couser just completed his career at Southern Utah University, where he set the all-time record for sacks and tackles for a loss under head coach Ed Lamb. After completing his senior year, Couser is now set for the NFL draft. He's projected right now to go anywhere between rounds 3 and 5. He's going to join us on the show. We'll talk about his career at Southern Utah, which ended with a Big Sky Conference championship, and also the preparation going into the NFL draft. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.